So as we move away from this introduction of the name and who God is, I think we will need ourselves to find a way of giving God the glory, clarifying in everything we do, letting people talk. You know, sometimes somebody admires your car and you start telling him how well you have made money. And how other people are lazy. You know, you came out of the university with others and they are still on two legs. They have never been able to buy a car. Look at the kind of wife I have. Am I not good at choosing? Look, I'm good at choosing. And you find Christians talking in such a way that if you move away, you wonder, where does God come in this? I think if we don't learn anything else, let's learn to help our team to appreciate that you are depending on God, that God will help them. They may not believe in Him themselves, but they need to know that you are depending on God and that there's a God who doesn't, may not accept your help, but there's a God who helps you so that He gets all the glory. Maybe the actions that God will do in your team. I know your team is not a religious team, it's just a business. But when they see the hand of God, it will draw them to believe God for themselves. And then it will help them to clarify that it's not any God. It's the Lord of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who says that will be his name forever. From generation to generation, we will not call him by another name.